Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. And before we get started with today's episode, I wanted to let you know about RebateJet.com. What is RebateJet? Well, it's a piece of software that I created that will help Amazon sellers get their products noticed. You can launch with promo codes, rebates. Not only that, but you can list your product for free on the RebateJet third-party marketplace. You don't pay a single penny unless you make a sale. And when you do, it's only a $1 flat fee per product. Try it today, RebateJet.com.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Leave five-star reviews for.
Yes. And I'm glad you mentioned this. So that's how we started, the quality control. And even now, like, our buyers are so vetted and so like used to this process that, you know, they are coming to us and say, you know what, like the box was like ruined, or this happened, or this happened, or, you know what, my product was sent, but without a box, like what happened there? So there's things that you can catch, or like, oh, we can't find your product. Your product page is down for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the seller wouldn't have noticed for who knows how many hours. So we're able to catch this, like, oh, your price changed, or really anything, or your profile picture changed. Like, the main picture changed, like what is going on? So we're able to catch these things and save a lot of trouble for sellers. And they still do that. They'll come to us and say, hey, this something happened, or you know, the product was, you know, completely destroyed. And then the seller would be like, you know what, let me send you another one. Thank you so much. So yeah. We do have that in place, and we always get feedback on the products all the time.
And it's tough, right? Because, you know, if you order a product from someone's website, you're going to be able to reach out to that brand directly if you have any problems. But on Amazon, they've made that really, really tough. And of course, we can all put things in our inserts and everything like that. But what would you say right now are some of the biggest challenges to sellers ranking their products?
I would say the biggest one, you probably know this, is the limit that they have. And you know, because sellers, you know, they get so excited, and, you know, they come on Amazon and then they see the limit and they don't know what to do. And, you know, sometimes we see like campaigns that would have, you know, lasted a month or longer. And now, you know, they're shortened because, you know, they don't want to, you know, run out of stock, which is something I always tell somebody, make sure that you have enough stock that even if you finish those 200, that you have a warehouse or something that can quickly replenish what we did in giveaways. Because what's the point of doing a big nice campaign, you rank to the top, and then you lose because you ran out of stock? And that's not something you want to do. So I think that's the biggest challenge. I think hopefully we're going to see change this year when it comes to that. And so the good thing about our company that we didn't see quite that big of a change last year with COVID is because we do this for other platforms as well. And not many know, like we do Walmart, we do Etsy, we do Chewy, we do many other things. But of course, we're mostly known for Amazon. So my business didn't really take that much of a hit. I could see a little bit of a difference because, you know, a lot of the big sellers that were doing like a campaign of 1,000 every month, you know, they're not doing that anymore. And they were.
And was that part of your reason for pivoting into the other platforms?
No, so this has always been part of our.
Okay, because your community of shoppers, they're shopping in other places, right?
So. Exactly. So we've always had this. It's just, you know, when I became known in the Amazon space, I had more Amazon sellers than I have on other platforms. And some of these sellers actually sell on multiple channels. Yeah. So when that happened, like we were, you know, luckily we had that and we didn't have to, you know, like suffered, like nobody was laid off, like everybody still made money, like we were good. But definitely I could see a difference. And you know, this year we're definitely you know, doubling down more on RankBell to make sure that our clients have even a better experience, that, you know, we have, you know, maybe additional services that they really need to make sure that their ranking sticks. So we have some things that are coming this year, but I'm definitely very blessed and very, very thankful for having survived 2020.
And Haroon has a question. He wants to know, what do you guys do for client acquisition? Do you use Fiverr or Upwork? Or I think you mentioned you do word of mouth, right?
Only. Yeah. So I've never, I've never done any type of advertising. I mean, I know for us to scale to the numbers that I want to, I will have to eventually, you know, do some type of marketing, but I've always just been so happy and proud that, you know, our business is word of mouth. But I know one day will come and I'll be like, okay, enough with the pride. It's okay to, you know, to maybe go out there. But I feel like, especially for a business, you know, because people tend to think, oh, ranking is like, oh, bending the rules. I didn't want to, I didn't really wanted a cold audience. Like, we already have so many clients that they know somebody already did the hard work for us. Let's put it this way. Like, it's already proven when somebody comes to us, you know, they're like, oh, so-and-so sent us, like, we're ready. Like, our conversion rate is, I don't know, 99.9%. See what I mean? Because of the type of service it is, and because it's so niche down, and they know they come to me because they want to be on page one. And it's as simple as that. It's not like, you know, other services where you don't really know how it's going to work, or, you know, even if it works, it's very hard for somebody to notice right away, like, oh, sales are increasing or something. Like, this is the easiest way to see your sales increase by, you know, being in front of more people.
And for those people that don't want to use a launch service or a review service or anything like, or a rebate service or what, any of the types of services that are out there, do you have any secrets for them? Any tips for getting more reviews?
Yeah, 100%. So the first thing I would do is I would create, and you'll be surprised, Amy, how many people don't have this. If you have a brand, you're thinking about your next product or your first product, create a Facebook page for it and create an Instagram page for it. And I know it sounds so silly and it sounds like maybe overused, but when you do that, you are able to create a presence. So even if you don't have the product yet, you know, just posting on Instagram every single day about it. Like, I don't know, you're getting a microphone, like the Yeti microphone. And, you know, you just start creating content around it. Like, oh my God, like, did you know that like podcasters and YouTubers and who knows, blah, 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 all of these. So you do some content, you give some questions, some fun facts, and you consistently post every single day. And then you go on other people's Instagrams that are somewhat related to your niche, podcasters, YouTubers, blah, 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 moms that film, you know, their food making, like, you know, there's just so many different places you can go from this one small thing as a microphone.
Content creation is king. Content is king, ultimately. And I think a lot of people are just so intimidated about creating content. And I think it was Gary Vee who said, like, look, we're in a world where you can get in front of an audience right now, get out there, get your phone and do it like every day consistently, even if it's 5 minutes. And, you know, and so even if you, like Isabella just said, if you have a kitchen product, well, do something with the kitchen, like talk to whoever it is that you'd want to hang out with, your customer that you want that person to be, whether it's moms or maybe you want to target dads, men who cook, right? And
there's
maybe you're
so many different places. Yes, yeah. There's so many places you can go with this. And that's what I'm saying. So create that Instagram page and go and comment on other people's pages all the time. Oh my God, I love what you just did. I love this. Whatever. And then, you know, start, it will work slow in the beginning, but then next thing you know, you have 50, 100 people following you. And guess what? When time comes, guys, thank you so much for following. Guess what? Finally, my product is ready. And I want 10 of you beautiful followers to send me a message. The first 10 who send me a message, they'll get this microphone for free. How many do you think will do this? A lot of them. Then you get them and say, you know what? Here's the product. You just buy it on Amazon. I'll rebate you right away. And then they're like, oh my God, really? That's so amazing. Thank you so much. They get the product. Hey, do you mind when you get the product? Can you just like make a story and tag us? Like, we're a small business. We're just starting out. And, you know, it would really help us. And when they do that, you know, you're like, oh my God, thank you so much. Would you do me a favor and post the same feedback on Amazon? You know, again, we're a small business. We want others to see what our product can do. It would really help us. You're going to get everybody saying yes, 100%. Yeah, but again, it takes time. It takes work.
Yeah. And the thing is too, you, you don't always have to completely give away the product either. If it's a very competitive product, sometimes you do have to give it away, but you know, we focus on really more differentiated, more unique products. And in those cases, I sometimes have to remind the folks in our mastermind group and stuff that are doing more unique products. I have to remind them like, hey guys, you have something unique that people can't get elsewhere. You don't have to give it away. Like they're happy to get a 20% off coupon at launch. Yes. And so, but same thing applies, like get out there, create some content, just talk to people, you know, and you wouldn't believe how many people in your industry, like, you know, let's say you're in the pet niche. I mean, go find somebody who has a famous cat page and ask them if you can interview them on your page. Like, you're going to get their followers, your followers. I love that tip, Isabel. I love it.
Yes, of course. And, you know, because a lot of people think, oh my God, like, I don't have money to spend on a launch or PPC, but there are other things that you can do yourself. And it's absolutely encouraged, even if you use, you know, my service, you can still create this for yourself, because what you create for yourself, you will forever have. And, you know, of course, I always appreciate people's business, but I'm here to tell you that it's not, you know, it's not 100% needed. I mean, again, like you can do this yourself and it will take time. So what happens, usually the clients that I have, they usually don't have time to do this, and they know their skills and brain can be used in something else. So you may be like an amazing product researcher, and you know, you may be like the best, you know, conversationalist, and you get the suppliers to give you the best price. So in those cases, use that skill and don't waste your time doing like a VA job, because essentially, you know, talking on Instagram and this and this and this, you know, you can have somebody do it for you. But if you don't have time at all, of course, it's easier to come to me, you pay us a fee, and you go on your merry way and you do what you're good at. This is what I'm good at. But again, that's not to say that you cannot do it yourself. And honestly, any service out there, you can do yourself.
Yeah, love it. That's so true. That's so true. And we can all learn, you know, you told your story about how you got into this by mistake, yes. You know, yes. And you were just basically trying to do quality control, but you were getting reviews at the same time. And you kind of fell into this by mistake. And I think that all of us can try different things. Like literally, what do you have to lose? Try it out. So what about 2021, right? Like this pandemic, all the recent restrictions, everything that has been going on. What things are you guys changing at RankBell in 2021 when it comes to, and maybe just even the last parts of 2020, when it comes to, you know, the different changes in TOS? Have you had to make any major adjustments? That's my first question. And my second question, the follow-up is, would you give us some tips on launching in general in 2021?
Sure. So I haven't seen any notices in TOS, not anything that concerns the ranking system. The same system that we've been using for years still applies, and it's called Search Find Buy. And it's the simplest and most organic way out there is what we do, what we all do on a daily basis. You search for the product you want, like cat litter. You look on, you know, 2, 3, 4 pages, however many you have the patience for, you add in the cart the product that you like and you check out and you buy it. So the same process applies to our buyers. If you come to us and you have the microphone and you say, Isabella, you know, based on this keyword, my product is on page 8. And what we do, we send our buyers, they're trained to do this exact same thing. They go and look at all the pages until they find your product and they buy it. So as far as changes, not really. As far as, you know, what we can do this year, I would say, first of all, don't be afraid to have a business on Amazon, because a lot of people think, you know, there's really no more room for me and all this pandemic and the limits. It's very easy to give up. And you know, for those who are going to be successful, they're actually happy that a lot of the people are quitting. So I want you to be the one not quitting. I want you to be the one that says, you know what, I can do it despite of, because as a business owner, you will always have struggles in your life. You will always have issues that you will face. And it's amazing, guys. This is the best part of being an entrepreneur, because without these challenges, we would never learn and never be able to take it more than where it is right now. So every time you have a challenge, okay, there's a limit. What else I can do? Well, I can hire a 3PL. I can do my own warehouse. I can put all the stuff in my garage. Be creative. And in this creativity, you don't know where your next idea will come from. Maybe the fact that you had the limit led you to open your own 3PL and now you're a freaking millionaire. You see what I mean? Like, there's, don't feel like, you know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, this is the worst thing that could happen. You know what? I'm done. It's very easy to do this. It's harder when, despite all the problems that you have, that you take it on and a beautiful thing will come out of this. So for 2021, don't feel scared of anything. Amazon is still very prosperous. And guys, like, believe it or not, we're still just at the beginning of it. Like, we're going to look back in 20 years and be like, holy moly, that was the gold rush. That was it. So mm-hmm. I want you to have confidence that doesn't matter if your account gets suspended for whatever reason, come back. As far as ranking, you know, if you are able to create your own community of buyers, please do so. I cannot stress how important that is. And use services. And I know a lot of services are kind of looked down on, like, oh, they're trying to sell me something. People are always trying to sell me something. That comes from mindset, guys. Comes from your mentality. And if you know that a service works, and you know a course works, and you know a consultant works, and you of all people, like, you have so many recommendations that I can't even read them all. Like, you're always having them pop up. So if you find that one person that you vibe with, you know what? It's okay to pay them. It's okay to spend that money because it will help you. Just like if you were to start a bakery tomorrow, you are going to need to invest in some equipment. Well, when it comes to your Amazon business, you are investing in your equipment, which is your products, but then you need to invest in your marketing. This is your marketing, guys. Like, you know, hiring a consultant that will lead you to the right path, getting a course, you know, using PPC, using our ranking service. All of these are tools that will help you get to where you need to be. Sometimes it's hard to think that's, you know, why would you spend the money? But look at Coca-Cola. Have you ever seen them not advertise? And guess what? Every single human on this world walking, unless they're on some remote island, they know who Coca-Cola is. Okay. They don't need to do this, but they know the importance. So advertising, whether it's you on your Facebook page or your Instagram page, or like Amy said, take your camera and start doing videos. Hey, I'm walking with my microphone today at the park. Let's see what fun things I can do with it. Be creative. Like, there's so many things you can do. So trust the process, guys. Trust that, you know, some of us, we've been doing this for a long time and it works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be here in front of you telling you this. Somebody would have been like, okay, she's, you know, her service doesn't work. And, you know, I have the proof that all these clients keep coming to me and they keep sending other clients and other clients and other clients. And same thing with Amy and, you know, all the other experts out there who do this. So do we have a monetary interest? Yes, of course we are. You know, we need to make money for the time that we have learned, but it's not to say that we're not going to put our best work into your success. This is why you're paying us. Just like when you go to the dentist and you pay your dentist, you know they're going to do something that will benefit you. It's the same exact mindset when it comes to buying services that help you with your Amazon store. Very long answer, sorry.
So no, that was good. I think it is important. You know, I got to a point even in my business too, where I was stuck and I hired a consultant to help me, and they really did help me out. So I learned a lot about listings. You know, I mean, there's so many, so it's always, we're always learning from each other. And I think that you can't be afraid to reach out for help.
Yeah. And I pay for masterminds that are very expensive. You know, yeah. I have a life coach that, you know, I pay her at the beginning of the year for the whole year, and she's not cheap. And, yeah. You know, I'm doing this because I know the better I get, the more I can help you. The better my mind gets, the quicker I am to find solutions for you. So we're always improving ourselves. Absolutely.
So what channels? You said you do, you help with Chewy and Walmart. So when we talk about launching on some of the other channels, I know it's mostly the same. Like I sell on Walmart too. And I know that you do need reviews. You do need to kind of use the same ranking strategies. But are there any other channels that you've really taken a notice for that you think that people should consider? With those channels, is there any kind of considerations for ranking or reviews?
Yes. So probably my favorite one is Etsy. And if you have a product that you can make it somewhat special and unique, and even though I've seen some of my sellers that their product is not even that unique, and you'll see it on Amazon. I'm giving an example now. That's $20, but on Etsy is $40. Same exact product, same exact seller, and people will go to Etsy. So when it comes to Etsy, you have a different audience. There are people who are looking for unique, cute, like even this, I bought on Etsy and I bought it from Ukraine. It took 1 month to get here, but I wanted it. I found it on Amazon for, this one was $100, just this, the little star. But on Amazon, I think it's like $20 or $30. Why did I go to Etsy for this when I could have bought it there? It's different. It's cute. It has a little stone. I mean, there's many things. So on Etsy, you have your own different audience that doesn't necessarily go and check on Amazon for price checking. Amazon, it's its own world search. You go there for quick things. What do you want to buy? Boom, boom, boom. I need this. I need lights for this. I need more of this. Boom, done. But on Etsy, people know what they want. They want something. Or sometimes you'll get those who just kind of like browse. But like for me, I really wanted this. So I went in, I looked for it. I looked at some sellers and I gave an amazing review. The lady never asked me for it. So when it comes to Etsy, Walmart, all the other platforms, you can definitely review. You can have all the unlimited reviews that you want. Like if you have 100 buyers, you want all of them to review. If they liked it, they will all do it. So I like this about the other platforms that actually encourage this. And I don't want to mistake. You probably know this better than me, but I think Walmart, they even have their own like reviewing program. I don't know if you knew about this. Like, they actually incentivize people to go review. It's crazy. So, when it comes to other platforms, I feel like they're always competing with Amazon and they want to get to that level. So by getting to that level, you need to do certain things to get to that level. Remember, Amazon was allowed. You could leave reviews as long as you mentioned it. Well, actually you could leave reviews first. And then they're like, you know what? Okay. If you got this product for free, and you review and make sure you mention that, you got it for free. And then it was like, you know what? No reviews. So you can see like the stages of how this went. And so I feel like all the other platforms, and Walmart is very close to it. And, only they had their structure and systems a little better, they could totally come somewhere close. I don't, not close, but you know what I mean, like they have a good chance. So all the other platforms that we do, it's so easy for us. Okay, so first of all, their algorithm is not that advanced as Amazon. So with Amazon, it's a little harder to rank things, which is why a lot of people need my help. When it comes to Walmart and all the other platforms, especially Etsy, is like this. The ranking is super fast. It's not as complicated. It's not looking for certain things. It doesn't calculate why this is this, that means this is that. And you kind of just rank really, really quickly. Like it's unbelievable. And that's why we keep having clients coming back for those platforms. But again, you have to realize that you're not going to get that many sales as you would on Amazon if you did the same thing. Right. So it costs less to rank on Walmart compared to Amazon, especially for, a very competitive product. But Amazon, you will take a lot more chunk of money than you would on Walmart. So it just goes to, how much money you have to invest. And also, I think it's very beneficial for all the sellers, especially those who are listening, like, do go to the other channels. Like, you cannot put all your eggs in one basket. Like, I invest in stocks. I don't put all my money on one stock. Like, I would be insane to do that. So if you try to adopt the same mentality when it comes to Amazon, like, go to other platforms, like, see what else it's out there. I mean, you already did it. You already are on Amazon. You already kicked major butt. So why not, go to all the other platforms, see what else is out there for you. You might be surprised the next thing you know, one product is taken off on Etsy more than it would have ever done on Amazon. You don't know that until you try.
Right. Love it. I agree. We should definitely be considering and all really look at your customer and see where they're hanging out and then go after those platforms. Yeah. Because, you know, not every product's going to be great for Etsy. I agree with you. I love Etsy. It's awesome. I've seen people do really amazing things on Etsy. I personally don't sell on Etsy because my products aren't a good fit for it, but I am looking into Chewy because besides Walmart, I think Chewy is like the best I could get in there. So I'm looking for,
yeah, we really like it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to look into Chewy next and then do some more brick and mortar retailers. But yeah, I would completely agree that it's really good to look at all your different channels. All right, Isabella. So you have given us almost a full hour of amazing content here. We always ask before our folks leave the show, what are you doing for motivation right now? Your favorite books, podcasts, motivational material?
Oh, so much. So, okay, we'll start by this. And then I'll tell you what I read, okay? Because I'm a little crazy when it comes to books. And I know you are too. I mean, I think we talked about this. Like, okay, these are just the ones sitting here. But I'm not going to go into them because this is on this side too and in my living room and in my bedroom. So books are literally my life force. So right now I'm reading The 12 Principles, and is by Jordan B. Peterson. And this guy, like, his philosophy is just so deep. Like, sometimes it's even hard for me to, not to understand, but I have to reread some things like 2-3 times to really get the feeling of it. Like, he's so funny, and he's also so, like, he goes all the way to, like, the Bible. Like, why did Adam and Eve, like, eat the apple? Like, you know what I mean? Even though I don't know his religion, and I don't know what his angle, but the way he explained it is like, okay, so this happened, and which resulted in this, and this is why we humans respect our pets more than we respect ourselves. He goes into saying, you know what? You know, if a person, the doctor tells them, you need to take these pills every single day for 5 days, a lot of us, we're not going to. And it's like, but if we have our pet that needs to take the same pills for 5 days, we will always make sure that we give that to the pet. And he said, is because deep inside our DNA and our genetics, we feel guilty for what Adam and Eve did. Like, it's insane. Like, if you read this book, it's so good. And I'm like, oh my God, like, this guy just blew my mind. Like, how did he even make the connection between this and that? Like, how? But, you know, again, it's just theories, and it really makes you think. And, you know, I'm reading that at the moment. As far as podcasts, I really love this guy. His name is Andy Frisella. And the show, it's called Real AF from Andy Frisella, or can be interpreted the other way. But he is like me, but like 100 times more, and on fire, and a man. And like, you know what? I can't believe you guys are not doing this. And then he's like, and I'm like, oh my God. And I listen while I run, and I'm like, I want to take on the world. So he's very good. If you can, you know, just listen to an episode, see if you vibe. Like, we don't all vibe with the same people. And that's why it's good to, you know, give other people tries. But the one thing, it's in my, it's on my list. And what else do I have here? Oh yeah, this I just got recently, and I'm so excited to dive into this. It's called Limitless, right? You've probably seen this before. Jim Quick, he's known for like speed reading and everything to do with his brain. So when he was younger, he couldn't read. Like, he was considered like, you know, at disadvantaged child, and, you know, a teacher told him, you're broken, and all of this. And then he turned around, and now he's like an amazing speaker and paid millions and millions of dollars just to show up places. And, you know, the name Limitless, it's also name of my favorite movie in the whole world. So, you know, I have a long list, but, really, you know, just pick something that you guys like, and, just dive in. And, you know, there's so much beauty out there. I can't wait to like read all the books in the world. I don't have enough time.
Love it. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm always on my Scribd app reading something new. And, you know, whenever we have new people on the show that tell us to read something, I'm like, oh, I have to add that to my list. And then I've got so many saved things in there. Yes. But I'm bad about it because I stay at home, you know, I work from home. And so I used to always listen to podcasts like in the car and stuff, but I never leave the house, you know, very often now. So, it is, it's still good sometimes just to relax. Like earlier today, I just turned on some audio, an audio book, and just took a little break. And it's nice to have those little breaks. So
I love
good
it.
Stuff. Yes. All right. Well, the last and most important question is, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you. Isabella Hamilton on Facebook, ryanbell.com. If you want to work with us or you're interested in our services, you can find me on Instagram. I'm pretty easy to find, guys. So just make sure you spell my name right, Isabella. Otherwise, you know, who knows who you're going to find. So thank you, Amy. You are such an angel. And thank you for, you know, being patient with me coming on the show. I know we were supposed to do it a while back. So I appreciate your time. Our time is so valuable, and I take it to heart. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here. I always enjoy these sessions, and I know a lot of people got a lot out of today. So thanks everyone for watching live, and thank you those of you who are here with us. We're about to stop the recording, and we are going to hang out with a few people here that are here live with us for a few minutes, answer their questions, and you guys can always do that. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to us, to the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And thanks again for being here, and we'll see you guys next time on the Seller Roundtable.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com, and amazingathome.com.